Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy.
Welcome aboard. Next stop, Fiona's Melbourne.
You are on Joy 94.9, it is 26 minutes to 5, and with us in the studio, after a week away, is Fiona. Hello, Fiona.
Hello, Simon. Hello, Michael.
Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You brought the weather with you.
Yeah, well, actually, I was in Sydney, and the Sydney weather was atrocious.
Oh, really?
It was cold and wet and...
Oh. Poor thing.
And meanwhile, it was beautiful weather in Melbourne. So, yeah,
and I like the fact that you've worn shorts in today.
Yeah, we're all wearing shorts.
See? I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
We'll cut your pants.
No. My legs aren't ready for shorts yet.
Well, they have to come out sometime before they'll be ready.
They will be. No, they'll be out in time.
You could go to Joe and have a good waxing.
I could. Maybe after our date.
Something tells me you'd be getting more than a waxing, though.
Hey, if he's for free, I'm there. Now, Fiona, what is on your Melbourne radar this week?
Well, look, there's an event that would be hard to bypass this week, and that is the AFL Grand Final.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Is on. I might be more excited about that than both of you. I'm not sure.
No, well, only because, look, the Bulldogs...
I think you are more than our collective.
The Bulldogs won the VFL
they did.
Grand Final.
Oh, they did. Against the Box Hill Hawks, I might add. I'm a massive Hawk supporter, so. But congratulations. So, I think the Bulldogs, well done.
Thank you.
So to give you an idea of how excited I am, I chose to barrack for Hawthorn when I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
And against my family's wishes.
Oh.
And I used to, when I was about 12 years old, I used to go to football with two boys down the street, Jason and Troy, and we used to collect cans at half-time and full-time.
Yes.
Because you could change them for 75 cents a kilo, which would put a bit of sand in the can.
Well, of course.
Just to make them a bit heavier. And but we'd get our money together for the game the next week. Like, that's how dedicated we were to the football. So and one time we didn't have enough money, so we went swimming in the NGV wishing well to get money to go to the football. So it's deeply ingrained. And my team, of course, this week is in the AFL Grand
Final. Dedicated is the word that jumps to mind.
Dedicated.
Although I think the NGV water fountain is more tight ass than a Monday wedding.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Now I try to work for a living. But anyway, I had a look around for some ways you can be gay and watch the Grand Final.
Yes.
And DT's.
Oh, yes.
The rich pub in Richmond on Church Street there, having a bit of a grand final day. Sausage and bread.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. And I'm going to have all the grand final on the screen.
And sausages.
I'm wondering if there's anywhere else, any of the other gay venues. I haven't been able to find any.
Mm.
But maybe if you...
There's heaps of stuff in the city as well happening over the course of the week.
They're all busy playing Kylie, aren't they?
I think so.
On repeat.
Although, look, those footballers would do reviews with a Kylie backing track, so I don't see what the problem is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do love... Yeah, Tina Arena. She's a gay icon. Right. She often sings out of tune at the grand final.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, who's at the? What's his face? The Welshman who gets underwear thrown at him is Tom Jones.
Oh, and Hot Ginger's there as well.
Really? Who?
Hot Ginger, isn't Ed Sheeran?
Oh, maybe. Maybe. But I do know Tom Jones is certainly at the grand final singing his little heart out.
Yep.
So make sure you do keep your underwear on.
I won't be throwing my underwear at Tom Jones.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say you weren't going to be wearing any.
Yeah. Just because I don't wear any. No.
That makes the queuing for the urinals much easier.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Time management.
Oh, yes.
We're all about time management here,
are.
Joy.
You have to be. Oh, so it is a very big week. So, look, if you do know of anywhere... Yeah. Let us know, 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Now, get yourself ready, because steel your loins, because Fiona's going to unload off her chest all those things that are making her annoyed at the moment. It's 17 minutes to 5 here on Joy 94.9. You're driving home with Simon and Michael in your back seat on this Monday afternoon. And with us driving along is a Fiona who has got something that is really pissing her off.
As always.
As always.
In fact, I've been so pissed off this week, I've got weeks of material in advance.
Oh,
excellent.
But I can only say one thing at a time. So I want to keep on the football theme.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And I was at the game on Saturday, the Hawks Port Adelaide game, and nearly had a heart attack.
Oh, as in many people around.
What really pisses me off at the football is I know everyone's a little bit one-eyed about their team. Like, mm-hmm. we always think the umpires are just being unfair about our team and not the other team and that kind of thing. But what really annoys me is people that just yell out ball or some ridiculous free kick when it's not a free kick at all.
Oh, do you know what? I hear you. Mm-hmm. I was at a game a little while ago, because I don't often get a chance to go to the footy because I'm always either here or there's something going on.
Or asleep on the couch.
No, it's during the day normally I go. Oh. But I think it was a North game, actually.
Yeah.
And everything was ball. Everything. Yeah, everything.
It's ridiculous.
It was the most... I just wanted to... gently touch those people on the head and tell them that
it was just a tackle.
It's just a tackle.
It wasn't a ball.
There is nothing happening there.
Yeah.
And there's no free kick needed.
Are you going to scream yourself?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No, but I hear you. And we've got a way of counteracting this. We start confusing the crowd by yelling out netball. Netball freeze, like obstruction, contact. And then just to really highlight the stupidity of yelling out free kicks when they're not free kicks.
It really gives me the irrits.
Yeah.
I
understand. That's a Nana saying, that one, isn't it?
Irrits. There's other words I could use, but I can't on the radio.
on the wireless.
On the wireless.
Nana would say.
That's right. But no, like, if there's a call, right, that's fine. Go for your life, right? You can chastise the umpires to your heart's content.
We've been doing it since the 80s.
But screaming ball at everything that happens, even when there's no, not on the ball, they still call ball.
Yes.
Oh, Fiona,
yes.
Look what you've created.
I know, but we all need to get that. And the other thing is, umpires are so inconsistent with them too.
Like,
sometimes they barely get touched and they get... Oh. And sometimes it's like they literally just drop their bundle and still no...
You might have to hang around till 7 and co-host with me because I think this one's about to spontaneously combust.
I'll be the subby.
You see steam coming off his forehead.
The sub.
And the most stupid thing...
Here we go.
...to go with that is the umpires are sponsored by an eye looking optometrist people who make glasses. Really?
It must be ironic. They must be doing it ironically. OPSN is sponsoring the umpires.
Seriously. If you're sponsored by a glasses maker, surely maybe they should trial glasses that are like secure to their heads, because goodness gracious, they need them.
Yeah, and the score review. Don't get me started about
back
the score
in the
review.
Old days didn't have that.
No, the umpire just had to make a decision.
That's right.
I'll just get back
the
to my
goal umpire made the decision, not the field umpire.
Just make it and call it.
Oh,
and we'll still yell at you when you're wrong.
Exactly. I reckon goal umpire should also still be wearing white. Ooh. Personally, with coats and a hat.
Yeah. I do like those female goal umpires.
That's okay, it's fine. That's allowable. But they still should wear the big coat and the hat.
It's allowable.
It's allowable.
And then you can do the how big's your dick every time someone gets a goal.
That's when they're leaning backwards. When they lean backwards, we'll get the ball. They can have like a little thing coming out.
The other one I love is penetrating down the corridor. You hear commentators say that one. We always have a giggle.
That's is there something that irritates you at the football? 0427 Joy 949, because I need some time to calm down slightly before I explode to pieces. I might need a tea, actually. No, Mr. Five here on Joy 94.9. You're in the back seat with Simon and Michael and Fiona, who has hit a nerve, well, my nerve especially, about the football. And we've had some messages come in, Simon. We have.
We've had a message come in from Blair.
Yes.
And Blair has said, "Hi, guys. How poor was the decision to award a free kick to Mumfries in the last quarter?" And he says he's a happy Hawks supporter, and that's from Blair.
Thanks, Blair.
Love you, Blair. Love you, Blair. Go the Hawks this Saturday.
That free kick was just wrong.
It was in the goal square, just for those who weren't watching. And in the last kind of 10, 15 minutes of the game, when the Hawks were a good 20-something points up, and he didn't even get touched. He literally just fell over and he got a free kick. And it changed the whole direction of the game.
And they
it could have changed the result
it
of
could
the
have.
Game. And I think the umpiring this year...
Shocking.
Look,
shocking.
There's three whinges I've had already, but all about football. But
you've been away for a week.
Yeah, I've had a lot more time for it to build up. But something's got to be done. Is there a review panel for umpires and the way they're making decisions?
Forum. There'd have to be a forum somewhere, wouldn't there?
Apparently umpires have a coach. They have a coach,
really?
Apparently, yes.
Ah,
yes.
So there's a team of umpires that get together.
Who have a coach. And actually have
they go and do things.
The coach used to be a coach of an AFL side. I can't think of his name. Oh. He'll come to me.
Is that
to
where
me.
Coaches go when they don't make it?
Yes. It seems to be that
it's
way.
Like those who do teach...
That, yeah. Don't go there. I can press your button. Also, message to you from Andrew from Chatterbox. Hi, guys. Great show so far. Jesus.
Thanks for the brackets, Andrew.
Yeah, great. Thanks for the support. The thing that annoys me about football is everything. Ridiculous grown men running around chasing a ball. Give them all a ball each and send them home. To me, I would say.
Yeah. To man after my own thoughts. Mm.
It is an irrational love, but.
It's one of those things.
What do you say?
Animalistic.
It's animalistic.
It is animalistic.
It doesn't make a lick of sense why you follow football, but for some reason I can't help it.
It's the grown men in those little shorts,
yeah,
chasing the ball,
good
getting sweaty. I'd love to go in a change room. And while I'm there, I'd shake it off, just like Taylor Swift does here in the backseat on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.